The Pistoleros have been a fixture of the Valley music scene for more than 20 years and is probably best known for its role in Tempe's jangle pop scene of the 90s. Now the band is releasing its first album in 10 years. It's called Shine.
The Pistoleros are fronted by two brothers, Mark and Lawrence Zubia. While they are very close, both as brothers and collaborators, they were estranged for some time, while Lawrence was experiencing some severe substance abuse issues. And even though the pair put out music during that 10-year period, for many fans, this new Pistoleros album represents a big transition, both symbolically and stylistically. We invited Mark and Lawrence Zubia into the KJZZ studios to play a tiny desert concert, and we began by asking Mark how he defines artistic growth.
For me, it's defined by being able to capture that inspiration and then use the craft you learned to form that inspiration. And that's what I noticed that for both of us, that we're able to do that more succinctly now.
Well, do you know when you've nailed it better now than you used to or no?
Sometimes and other times, no. That's why it's kind of nice that Lawrence and I work together because I rely on him for melodies and lyrics. And I think speaking for you, Lawrence, I think he relies on me for maybe some musical guitar, you know.
Arrangements.
So we edit each other.
Yeah.
And so to answer your question, I don't always know exactly. So that's why it's good to have a writing partner.
I mean, was it a matter of complementing each other's strengths or it just came to, I mean, as far as when you write lyrics together, are you actually writing together or is that feeling what you guys just said about arrangement, lyrics, where do they intersect?
Doing this record, there was a lot of clarity and a lot of those questions were answered for me. We do have a method and both Mark and I write separately, like bring in whole songs separately and they're almost done. And then Mark does what he said, arranges them for me and maybe I'll clean up Mark's lyrics. But then there's also the songs that are only barely started and we both bring those in and then those compliments come into play at full force. Mark will really show me where he thinks I was really kind of going with the idea. And I will kind of figure out the lyric and the melody. But it's really succinct, as Mark said now. It's working really well now.
Mark, when you play live for an audience, how do you combine the fact that you're going to play the songs they know, you also want to make sure they understand the sound the direction is going in now. Are you able to enjoy that and not resent that?
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I appreciate everything that's happened to us and don't shy away from it at all. But of course, want to introduce, you know, new songs that may not be what they're expecting or what we're expecting. So to open the channels a little bit wider is always welcomed.
If I might add to that,
Please, there's
sort of a beauty in everything, you know? There's a beauty in the fact that we didn't have two really huge hits and that we can't come out from behind those hits, you know, like that's it, show's over, you know, because we played our hit. With the people that have followed us here in Tempe for the last 20 years, super loyal people, and it seems like we can play almost anything quality that we've written and get kind of the same reaction. Certain people have certain favorites, but there was no like a quintessential radio hit that we have to
live up to
or come out from behind.
Or emulate over and over again.
Lo siento, yo no sé. I'm hoping we can slip away. Under the August sky tonight, between the sheets and bright daylight, I'm hoping we can find our way, yeah. You're no sin. You're no sin. Lo mismo otra vez. Lo mismo todo, yo no sé. yo no sé. Yo no sé.
When you guys were able to get back together after that down period, from a musical standpoint, I get that you guys popped back together, but from a personal standpoint, were you, did you like each other again? Did you really want to spend time together?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was ready. The time was right. The waters had calmed, and it was the right time to do it. But nobody could have told me a month in advance or 6 months in advance that it was going to happen. It was just seeing him and knowing that it was time.
Okay, last thing, and this might be the same answer for both of you, but Lawrence, how are you going to define success? Not necessarily of this album, but success of the rebonding of the brothers as you move forward.
Making a couple more records, making a pretty straight up country western album, and then maybe a
folkish
Jayhawks meets the Zubia Brothers type of record.
And then another Pistoleros record.
Yep.
You know, just keep doing it. As far as success goes, I get to do what I love to do, so I feel successful.
I'm concerned that I'm not concerned. Not okay. That I'm not okay. I'm ashamed. That I'm not ashamed. I'm concerned. That I'm not concerned. I will go where darkness leads. Move among tramps and thieves.
The Pistoleros CD release show is tomorrow night at Last Exit Live in Phoenix. You can see video of Mark and Lawrence Zubia of the Pistoleros playing from the new album Shine by visiting theshow.kjzz.org. And if you're in a band that would like to play a tiny desert concert at the KJZZ studios, send us a note, theshow@kjzz.org.